The US Report with Bob Tarlow.
Yeah, lovely weekend. Great to hear that Millsy is doing okay. We're going to keep posting photos. There's one up on our Facebook page right now and our Twitter account to catch up with Millsy. Looks cold, doesn't it,
it
in
does
the photo?
Look cold. He'll be right. He'll warm himself up. He'll find a way.
He's got Trish to give him a hug as well and Ender as well.
Yes.
Happy days.
And all of Ender's family.
Our rumour file is open, 922-11-882. $500 cash this morning, but you must phone your rumour through. You know how it works. Phone it through, win the cash, entertain the people of Perth. 6 minutes to seven. Hello, Bob.
Why, thank you, Basil, very much. And a good morning to you and to Simon. You both will probably recall a huge fire we had in Northern California last month. It burned an area the size of Chicago. 85 people were killed. Thousands rushed to flee the retirement community of Paradise. Andrea and Bill Gaylord knew they had to get out fast. They wanted to take their two dogs with them. They were brothers, weighing 68 kilograms each. They're half Anatolian Shepherd, half Pyrenees guard dogs. But the animals were confused by the smoke and the noise of the first responders. So Madison and Miguel, that's their names, refused to let the Gaylords load them into their car. With flames approaching fast, the couple had no choice but to leave or risk their lives. Miguel ran off. Someone found him, took him to safety in another city, 185 kilometers away. Enter Shayla Sullivan, a volunteer with an animal rescue group. She located Miguel. So Andrea Gaylord says now...
You know, Shayla went clear to Citrus Heights to get Miguel. I mean, seriously, that takes true dedication.
So there is a happy ending to Miguel's adventure, but what about the other dog, Bob? What about his brother?
Yes, Simon, that is Madison. He remained missing for a time. That same rescue volunteer, Shayla, had been allowed back into the fire zone. She spotted Madison from a distance. He was guarding his owner's home, which had burned to the ground. The dog was skittish, would not approach, but Shayla left food, water, and an article of Andrea's clothing, so the dog would not give up hope. After nearly a month, Andrea and Bill were finally allowed to return to what was left of their home, and Madison was right there, waiting.
There's our dogs waiting, and you are the best dog. The best. I mean, he's the best. Imagine the loyalty of hanging in through the worst of circumstances and being here waiting. It was so emotional.
Basil and Simon, as soon as she spotted Madison, Andrea Gaylord rewarded him with his favorite treats, wheat thin crackers.
Bobby, what a story.